BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Lucy, I'm 28 and I'm from Bath. You might not know this, but this weekend, I'm going to be a witch. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Lucy!
Yes, hello.
So what exactly are you doing this weekend? Are you a witch?
Not a real witch, no. I'm just dressing up as a witch.
And what is the Witch of Wookiee Hole?
The Witch of Wookiee Hole is a character based on a story or myth from Wookiee Hole Caves. And I get to entertain our customers and perform in the circus show.
I'm sure I've heard of Wookiee Hole.
Yeah, I've been there, I think. I went there as a kid. Is it near Cheddar Gorge?
Yes, it's in Somerset. Yes.
Definitely been there, yes.
A tiny little village.
I remember being quite impressed as a child.
Yeah, it's quite dark and wet and there's lots of caves.
At the end of the day,
you can do paper making.
It's a hole, isn't it, you know?
Is it
a good one?
A hole in the wall.
Hole in the rocks, in the ground.
So what does the witch do then?
The witch, she entertains everybody. She does magic tricks in the circus show. And she greets the hotel guests for their breakfast. And, she just generally goes around and meets the children and has lots of photographs taken.
And what will you be dressed as, please?
I will be dressed as the witch. And I've got a purple dress and a purple hat.
So how do you get this job of being a witch?
Well, I was working there as a cave guide. And I'm really good friends with the current witch. Her name's Sunny. And she wanted some time off from witch duty.
Right.
So she asked me to fill in for her. So I'm doing it this weekend and the third weekend in August.
So is the witch away on holiday?
Yes, she's having a break.
So are you like the supply witch?
I am. I'm the understudy witch.
So have you been practising in the mirror for this? Bet you have.
No.
Yes, you have.
No,
a little
I
bit.
No.
Also, what if you're better than the other witch, the normal one?
Dunno, they might sack her. No, they won't.
Because you want, let's be honest, you want that job.
No, I don't. I have a normal day job. And I'd have to work weekends, every weekend.
Surely there are other witch opportunities elsewhere that she could pursue when you land your dream job.
Yeah, I guess so.
She can move to another hole. So what's your day job?
My day job is not as exciting. I my boss is just telling me, yes, it is, as I speak to you. I'm a graduate intern at Bath Spa University, and I work in the careers department. I'm doing marketing.
So you advise people on their careers?
Yes, I do.
Be a witch.
Yeah.
I'm always fascinated by people that are like performers in this way, like children's entertainers I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
Okay.
And people that pretend to be witches like you. Because it takes over their whole life. I met a children entertainer a while back called Joe Banana. And
Joe Banana?
Just in a club. And it's taken over his whole life.
What does he do?
He's got the shoes, he does kids' parties. He's got, like, the whole outfit, but pretty much, because it's his work, it's taken over his whole kind of being. Yeah. In his head, he is now Joe Banana. That's not his real name, obviously.
No, I don't think I'll take it that far. But if I think I'll still be Lucy.
Well, you say that now. Right, well, listen, have a fantastic weekend at your Wookiee Hole. Is that one?
Yes.
And thank you very much for introducing the show.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you been burning the candle again, Chris?
A little bit.
Did you go out last night?
I did.
Whenever Chris goes out a lot, I like, oh, have you been burning the candle again? And I think you are getting to the point where you need a new candle.
I'm all right. I feel good.
Yeah. Really? Waking up with chicken nuggets on your face?
Oh, why are you saying this?
Oh, did you not want me to say that? Sorry.
Is it wrong that when I got a taxi home last night and I asked if he would go through the drive-thru?
The drive-thru?
I wasn't sure what the rules are with these kind of things, but he did it.
You're fine. Gloss over it. He did it?
Yeah.
What, so he actually waited while you did the order?
Really, really good bloke.
I'm not sure many taxis would do that.
No, I felt really awkward asking as well.
Yeah, could you just... Right, you drive to the first window, second window doesn't do anything, and then you pick it up from the third one.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers, mate. Do you just pay him extra?
No, no.
Result.
That's really good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
God, loads of people have managed to get the taxi driver to take them through the drive-thru. But most of them buy the taxi driver food to say thank you.
I offered.
Oh, right, did you? That's nice. Yeah. Right, so I've got a little bit of FOMO now, fear of missing out, because I was working last night, and it seems like your night escalated somewhat.
Me and the one that doesn't speak went out for a quiet drink.
Sure.
And bumped into Aidan Grimshaw.
Who is in every pub everywhere. There's like, there's five of him.
Now, he's burning the candle.
He is burning the candle.
But we met him in a pub, and I went downstairs to the toilet, and there was like 100 people playing ukuleles. It was so weird.
In the toilet?
Not in the toilet, just outside the toilet, the downstairs bit of this pub.
What kind of pub was this? Like, I go to the pub with you lot all the time. I don't think we've ever been to this one.
I stood there, like, trying to work out what, you know, why, where, like, every question went through my head. It wasn't normal.
Why were the blokes with the ukuleles downstairs?
I don't know, but there was, like, 100 of them.
Oh, so you bumped into Aidan Grimshaw, so he sits down with you, has a drink.
Yeah.
Right.
And I then walk upstairs and say, you're not going to believe this, but just outside the toilet downstairs there's 100 people playing ukuleles together.
And he went, yeah, right.
And so we went down there, had a drink down there, watched the ukulele players for a bit.
Right.
So, I mean, that was the first part of the evening, and then it all kind of escalated from there, really.
Right, well, I feel like I've missed out.
And next thing I know, I'm in an art gallery. this sounds
seriously,
sounds ridiculous.
You have changed.
I was in an art gallery.
You need to have a word with yourself.
With I'm not sure if this was a dream, but David Guetta was DJing in this gallery.
Who took you to this place?
Aidan.
Was it a taxi driver? Aidan Grimshaw took you there.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's DJing, and I'm standing there at the bar, like just got a beer in, and then someone goes, it's Misha Barton.
This is so weird.
It's not like the Misty Moons that I'm used to.
It's not, is it?
It wasn't.
Change.
It escalated.
Changed. I'm only jealous.
Yeah, you would have loved it.
You're having a drink in an art gallery. Right, let's just. I just had to stop the music there because it just suddenly dawned on me that how absolutely out of your comfort zone this is and not like you.
No. No, it was all very odd.
Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This is my favourite text that's come in. Is Chris a London trendy like Nick Grimshaw now? That totally lols. I went to art gallery with Misha Barton. I'm sick. That's you.
That's exactly what
that's
it's
you
like.
Now. I absolute lols. David Guetta was DJing. It was like totally sick. So, Tap End's going to be different, isn't it, in the autumn?
It is.
Last season, series. You're doing an assembly, and in this one, you're hanging out in an art gallery with Misha Barton.
Yeah.
Can I ask, why was David Guetta DJing in an art gallery?
I'm not sure.
Was it like a whole gallery of fan art for David Guetta? Various pictures of him on the decks?
It all sort of made sense at the time.
Sure.
It just all felt right.
We all had to be there, we weren't, yeah?
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And Hannah Jakes is Radio 1 superstar DJ this year.
Yay!
Well done.
Thank you.
You actually won.
I did it.
Was it tense and nervous?
It was horrendous.
Was it?
Yeah. I've never felt nerves like it. This whole week has just been insane.
I've been seeing you outside Radio 1 quite a lot, just pacing.
Yeah.
Like pacing back
texting,
and forth.
Pacing.
Yes.
Yes.
So, when do you fly to Ibiza?
Tonight.
Awesome.
Tonight.
And do you know what the plan is when you get there? Are you going straight on the decks?
No, tonight I get to actually eat and rest and I imagine just chill out a bit and think of what I'm going to actually play tomorrow.
You'll end up going out though.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to play you the moment that you actually won.
And I can tell you that the winner and the person going to Ibiza to DJ tomorrow night is... Hannah. Hannah, you have won. Congratulations!
Feels pretty weird hearing that back.
Yeah, it's awful.
Does it feel like a long time ago?
Yeah, this whole 4 days has felt like a fortnight.
So all week, well, we started off with six superstar DJs all wanting to play for Radio 1 in Ibiza this weekend. It's our Ibiza weekend. Did you think when there were six people that it would be you?
I don't know. I couldn't tell at all because all the challenges were just so out of our control. It was just up to the judges. So I really didn't know until Chris Moore said my name.
You wanted it though. I could
so
tell
so much. I've had my A game on. I have.
Yeah, you really
when
have.
When I packed my bag, I did have my Ibiza outfits with me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
See, think positive. So we're in Ibiza tomorrow night. Annie Mack starts things off on Radio 1 from 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. I do hope that you've got one of those brilliant neck pillows for the flight.
I don't, actually.
When in the airport last week, I was thinking, shall I buy one? I thought, oh, actually, it's not really a pillow, because what happens is your neck just lolls around like that.
Yeah.
Providing not that much support or comfort. Chris was going to buy one, weren't you, Chris?
Yeah.
I advised him against it. Mm. Right, so you've won. You are Radio 1 Superstar DJ in Ibiza. You're going to be DJing alongside Pete Tong and all those legends on Saturday night. But even more exciting for Hannah than that is she is about to play Innuendo Bingo. She's been tweeting me all week going, please, can I play? And I was like, well, it's not really fair on the others. But now you've won. It's all fine.
Yeah, it's my extra little prize.
So you have a bit of bingo, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So we are going to play it next. We've got the waters ready. The Scott Mills Daily. Today, it's Hannah Jakes, or as we have called her now, Hannah Jacques.
I prefer Hannah Jacques.
It's quite DJ.
It's more Guetta.
Love Jacques. And let's not forget some of the dance greats that have always also had Jacques in their name over the years, like Jacques Lacan.
Oh, yeah.
And Jean-Jacques Smoothie.
Oh, legend.
Ooh. So change it. I think you should change it to Jacques. So Hannah's here. She won our Superstar DJ competition earlier, and Chris is here as well. And let's do it. Let's play.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, we're ready with the waters.
We are ready.
Ready, ready, ready. Okay. Hannah, don't hold back, all right?
I'm not going to.
Did they tell you that upstairs?
Yeah, they said aim for the face.
Yeah. I mean, the bin is there, obviously, to protect you, but...
To protect my shoes.
Not really needed. Hello, if you're watching online, Kieran in Folkestone's watching. I'm a first-time watcher. Come on, bingo, says Sam. Matt in sunny Clacton. And Ed in Norfolk, also watching on the website. Okay, we're ready. First one, here we go.
Right, hang on.
Water, please. Fill your cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to the Olympics first. And this is spotted by Ellie in Hereford. Stella McCartney here, getting a little bit personal.
Which sport in particular is the most challenging, if you like?
Tom Daley's little thing.
Oh, Chris. Straight on Hannah's cheeks.
I'm sure I've heard some of these before.
Right. Tom Daley's little thing.
Okay.
Right then.
Like I said, Hannah, if you find it funny, don't hold back.
Mm.
Here is Alex from Two Door Cinema Club on Newsbeat. But what is he talking about on this?
It felt huge. It felt so huge that I couldn't really take it in.
Don't cover your mouth. Hands behind your back. She's doing well. Mm. Held.
Mm-hmm.
It felt huge. It felt so huge that I couldn't really take it in.
It got me on the second time.
Oh, Hannah. Just blast him with it next time.
No?
Doesn't even matter.
It's all right.
Are you all right? Glasses are a bit wet. It's fine. You'll dry off in Ibiza.
It's going to be 30 degrees. Nice
exactly.
And summery.
Have that. It was, of course, there talking about singing at the opening ceremony in the Olympics. Okay, Robin Ashbourne, thank you for this one on Innuendo Bingo. Five Live accidentally leave the microphones on after an interview. And Rachel Burden here really liked the guy that she'd just interviewed.
I just find it so interesting. I'd love to have an hour on the couch with you.
She has got... Oh, Chris!
Sorry.
That is unfortunate.
That was deliberate.
That's unfortunate for Hannah there. Right, okay. You're doing well, Hannah.
I am, yeah.
But I just want you to soak him at some point.
Right.
This is going great for me at the moment.
Adrian in Bury St Edmunds, hello. Lauren in London. Hannah in Chichester, watching on the website. In a lunch break. Okay, back over to the Olympics. It's Gabby Logan this time, spotted by Charlie in North Yorkshire and Damon in Basildon. It's all happening in the athlete's village.
And that is a remarkable achievement. They really have penetrated the world's very best.
Yes, Hannah, that's more like it. Straight over his face. She hasn't even spit all of it out, though. Look, still some left.
And that is a remarkable achievement. They really have penetrated the world's very best.
Chris, that wasn't needed.
She's a new player.
He's just jealous.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Next, yeah. Next one.
Ah. Okay. More Olympics. This is from Ken. Ken in Portsmouth.
I love that name.
Hi, Ken. She hasn't laughed at any of the innuendo, no. But as soon as Ken comes along...
Sorry, Ken.
Okay, this is from the swimming. And one BBC commentator has found a brand new way of breaking the ice.
Ellen Gandy's with Steve now poolside.
I'm just fist-bombing a smiling Ellen Gandy.
What did he say?
He said...
I'm just fist-bombing a smiling Ellen Gandy.
Well held, Chris. Mm. Very well held there. Hannah went... Okay. Rick, Carrie and Callum. Let's take a break from the Olympics. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And let's go over to Coast.
The town's honoured him with a statue.
And this is it. The boy with his finger in the dike.
Yes. Well played there by both of you. I wouldn't have been able to keep
Sorry.
The water in.
It's a boy with his finger in the dike.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Very good.
Next more water, please. Loads of people sent this in on Twitter when it happened. So thank you. You know who you are. Give yourself 250 Scott Mills points. It's Fern with you, Hannah, earlier on the show. Ready?
Yeah, this is a whole new ball game now.
Mm.
Can I come in your suitcase, please?
I said yes, actually.
You did say yes. More. Thank you. If you spotted that one, last minute.
Oh my God.
Last minute one there. More water, please.
Can I come in your suitcase, please?
Lost it again. And we've got one more. People are loving this bingo today. And it's a classic. From Coronation Street.
Many's the time I've come out of a concert fit to burst with joy or indignation, and there's been nobody there to tell. It's been all bottled up inside. Oh, I'm sorry, I've dropped some piccalilli on your bishop.
Hannah's probably getting into the spirit of it now. But that's it.
Oh!
OK, do you want one more?
One
yeah.
more.
OK.
Oh, God, I know what's coming.
Do you, though?
I think I do.
OK.
Is it a fern in my suitcase?
It's not, no. We've already covered that.
Can I come in your suitcase?
And it's gone again. And now Chris.
Oh!
Oh no, that was an awful one, Chris.
That was terrible.
Your hair is dripping.
I can say.
Like from the back.
Oh,
I say.
Right.
Oh, I say. Right, okay. One more.
Is this going to involve kumquats?
No.
Right.
I'll just pour it over my kumquat. It's not that one.
No, don't worry.
Okay. It's Carol Vorderman on Loose Women.
I used to have a big garden, and now I don't. I've got the smallest garden ever. It's a little triangle.
Me,
I don't remember that one. I don't remember that.
Oh.
Good on you, Carol. Right, okay, one more, because, you know, as soon as you're here,
yay,
Hannah.
One more. One time.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Oh, no, don't. We can't. There's right, only so many. I'm not.
We have to carry on.
All right. Have you got enough?
Mm-hmm.
Right, then.
Here we go.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
Chris is gone.
How can you save that? How can you keep that in?
I'll just pour it over my kumquats.
I've heard it a lot.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
See, it never gets old for me. Hannah, have an amazing
thank
time
you,
in Ibiza.
Thank you so much.
Have fun DJing this weekend.
I will.
And Hannah Jacques is our superstar DJ. Thank you for playing Innuendo Bingo.
High fives all around. Thank you.
That was a wet one. I enjoyed. Let us know if you watched.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay. Thursday is the day when you get to have your say on this show. It's time for Dear Scott. What are you saying to the Posh Radio 4 lady this week?
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky and the PR4L and anyone else I may have forgotten. Just wonder whether you've thought to send a nudie pen to the British Olympians that win a medal for us to show how proud we are of them. Kind regards, Helen, off of Bath.
Well, Helen, I haven't thought about this. This is a whole new avenue.
Yeah.
Wigo looks like he would quite do with a nudie pen.
He'd love a nudie pen. I'm sure they all would.
Well, what happens here? Because we're starting to win a fair amount of medals now.
Yeah.
Is it just gold to get a nudie pen? Because there's lots of events. And we're going to run out. Yeah. I mean, like, for instance, the gymnastics team, do they get one nudie pen between them? Or do they all have to share? Short term.
Look, I'm happy, if you are, to send nudie pens out bronze, silver or gold. And I'm saying one per team.
Okay.
If it's a team, you know, if it's like Team GB football team.
So you've got the medal there on the podium and then also the nudie pen.
It should be presented. It should be medal, flowers, nudie pen.
Yeah.
That's how I'm seeing it.
Very good point there, Helen and Bath. Thank you very much for that. See, I like when people think of things that we just don't on Dear Scott. That's part of what it's all about.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L.
Hello.
During my English exam, I was struggling on what to write for one of the short story questions that's worth loads of marks. I started to write my opening paragraph when suddenly Chris's voice came into my mind, reading the words as I was writing, as if he was reading one of his stories from 24 years at the tap end.
God.
This may sound a bit weird to you, however, it actually really helped. And I found out last week that I'd actually got an A star on that exam.
That is incredible.
Wow.
I have no idea how that helped, but whatever helps, helps.
This was all due to Chris's tap end reading voice in my mind throughout the exam. This is why I really think you should get a move on with the hypnotic regression for Chris, as it really helped me for some strange reason. I also really miss the tap end because some of them were hilarious. Love your show and cannot actually wait for the Edinburgh Festival. Lots and lots of love. Sophie from Warwickshire. Smiley. XXX.
Thank you, Sophie. We need to get on to this next series of tap end.
Yes.
We're saying autumn, by which time you can hopefully remember more stuff.
Does this mean my tap end stories were to an A star standard? If that's what the grade she got for her...
No. It's the way that you were reading it in Sophie's head. She just imagined it, but it was all her own work.
I'm sure if tap end got graded, it would get at least a B.
Mm. Well, of course, the new series is going to be very different, isn't it now? Because you're a London It boy. this has just happened all of a sudden. And they change, listeners, they change.
What do you mean,
well,
they?
You're part of that crew now, aren't you? You're a socialite.
Do you mean I'm part of the sort of...
Yeah, well, one minute you're in Misty Moons with Sadossa, the next minute you're in an art gallery with Agnes Dean. That's what happens. You know? It's a slippery slope, Chris.
Yeah?
Next.
Dear Scott, I'm looking after a house in Fingringhoe, and there's not much to do, so I've been listening to Innuendo Bingo on the podcast. It's the highlight of my day. Makes me crack up laughing every time. Well, anyways, I was walking the dogs and I walked past Fingringhoe's Village Hall, or whatever it is, and above the door there's a big sign that says, Fingringhoe Club. It's hilarious, the thought of old people having a village meeting in there. Love you, bye. Minnie, off of Halstead.
Minnie, good work from being from Fingringhoe. One of my favourite place names in the whole world. And good to know that you're as mature as us.
Do you know whereabouts that is, sorry?
Sort of which, I did actually look it up the other day.
I'm tempted to pay it a visit.
I'll find out for you.
Thank you.
And next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and PR4L. Currently on holiday, sunning myself up in Spain. And as always, when I go away, I see this as the perfect excuse to download loads of your free downloads. As you now have moved shows, I don't always catch your shows anymore. I'm currently listening to the downloads around the Engelbert Humperdinck and Eurovision time. And now can't stop singing Come With Me, Lesbian Seagull.
Oh.
Much to my girlfriend's annoyance. It just randomly comes out. Over dinner, when sunbathing, even in the pool. Oh well, the upside is, if she does break up with me over this, I'm sure Chris will be available to help cheer me up, lad. Anyway, that's all. Love you, bye. Doug.
Love you, bye, Doug. It's true. I'd kind of forgotten about Lesbian Seagull, and then someone like Doug comes along and reminds you because he's listening to an old podcast.
It's one of those that was in my head for ages and ages.
I know, and it just left mine, and there
it's
it is
really
again.
Annoying.
Come with me. Also, did you see that tweet quite late last night from that guy you had the photo shoot with, one of our listeners?
Yes.
What was his name?
Tom.
Tom, that's it. He was in Tunisia last night with his girlfriend in a bar, he tweeted this, and our song, Mile High Club, came on in the bar that he was in.
What?
And I replied going, how, why? He went, oh no, I can't get away from you guys. Yes, but why was that playing in Tunisia in a bar?
Do you think it's a big hit over there then?
Well, possibly. That's the only thing I can think of.
This is great.
Amazing. Number one in Tunisia, Mile High Club. I can't put any other explanation on it.
Apparently Fingering Ho is in Essex.
Awesome. And next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak. I know requests aren't a feature, but I wondered if you could do me a huge favour and say hello to my son, Jacob. He's 15 and is the best teenager in the world and has been my rock lately. My mum died last month and he has been really supportive despite the fact he was so close to her. He really wants to be a graphic designer and has organised a week's work experience in Leeds with a company he worked for as part of his school work experience. The week involves getting two trains to work. He enjoys it so much despite the fact his mates are sat at home watching TV and playing games. So when I found out today they listen to Radio 1, I thought it would be great if you said hello to him, as he used to listen to you after school. I suppose it will be totally embarrassing, but that's what mums are for. Cheers. Aww. Janet, off of Holmfirth.
No worries at all, Janet. That's a really sweet email. And hi, Jacob! Not embarrassing in any way. I think it's really nice.
That's lovely.
And we're going to play this one for Jacob, because we've just realised it's a top 10 hit in Tunisia.
Wow.
They're playing like Lady Gaga and Rihanna in this bar last night, and then in between that lot, this comes on.
It's happening tonight. We're flying so high. This club's like an aeroplane, and we'll never feel this way again. On a mile high dance floor.
Tom said there was someone attempting to do karaoke to it.
Don't miss the fly. We're dancing all night. This club's like an aeroplane, and we'll never feel this way again. On a mile high dance floor.
Was David Guetta playing this in the art gallery you were in last night?
I can't remember, it's all a bit hazy.
If you love art galleries, make some noise!
On a mile high metaphor.
Bing bong. Bing bong, this is your captain speaking. Wanna take off with you this evening?
Someone that says, I love it, I've already got it on my iPod, it makes me smile every time I hear it. And Becca, who already knows all the words to Mile High Club.
Shall I slip it in Hannah's box, you know, the for Ibiza?
Well, yeah, she could play it this weekend, maybe, on her set.
Yeah.
It's already been played in the clubs of Tunisia. And I really hope you enjoyed hearing Mile High Club again. Someone was like, I don't think they heard it before. This is you guys, yeah? You actually recorded this song. Yes, we did. It was our aim to be a Euro hit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I said we wanted to have a Euro hit with Mile High Club, and someone's just pointed out that Tunisia is, of course, North Africa. I don't care what continent, I just want a hit, okay? Didn't someone say they heard it in Lithuania as well? So it's probably been number one there as well. I haven't checked. I'm busy. That was Devlin and Watchtower.
Don't say that. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Coming up, my big thing, Scouting for Girls and Summertime in the City. Someone thinks that Danny Boyle missed a trick there by not having Mile High Club on the opening ceremony. Can
Too
you imagine?
Right.
Bing bong, this is your captain speaking. Yeah, that would have gone down a treat.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, our listener Kathleen in Denver, Colorado, who doesn't listen to the show live, but she gets the podcast. She listens to our free download, but does listen to Radio 1 a lot and loves all the British music. A lot of Americans do listen to Radio 1 just because they love the UK music. And obviously she's heard some tracks that she liked by Professor Green. So there she is, thinking, oh, I'd like to download some of those. Looks up Professor Green on Spotify, and only one album comes up. Now, I like to think I'm fairly aware and across what Professor Green does, but this is an album I've not heard of before.
Is it an old one or something?
I don't know. I mean, have a listen. I think it might be something he did a bit earlier on, before the stuff that we know. But I've never heard of him doing this album before. Anyway, thank you, Kathleen, for bringing this to my attention. I promise you, this is Professor Green, and this is the only one you can get in Denver, Colorado. Right. Listen.
Professor Green!
Professor Green!
Wake up, Professor Green!
What is this? Why are you waking me up in the middle of the night?
Listen here, Professor Green, this is not the time to dream. There's a problem in the city, let us tell you what we mean. We have searched the town for hours, and the message is quite clear. There's a certain something missing, you could call it...
What's going on?
That's Professor Green, and his Jewish children's album that he's made.
What?
But it must be the same Professor Green, because... when you look it up on one of the download sites, it says other songs by this artist, and
family is something that you've never been to me. In fact, me,
this comes up.
Harder for me to see my father was the only thing that you ever did for me.
So it must be the same one because it says songs by this artist.
It's very different.
It's different. But that's what I like. I mean, he's completely turned it around, obviously, from his earlier... It must be earlier stuff.
Signed, and then
I think so, yeah.
I suppose when you get signed, it all changes a bit.
Do you want to hear another one?
Go on, then.
Okay.
Now we just tighten the bolt like this.
I think that's him.
And then we screw in the speaker. And now to install the glaculator. And now we just have to turn on the switch.
I've never heard him talk about his Jewish children's album before.
Go!
But thank you, Kathleen. Do you want one more?
Go on, then.
All right, here's his song. Tonight is Yom Kippur.
Good evening. This is radio station WALF Beis Gimel coming to you with this question. Is there really a walking, talking, singing machine dancing through our neighborhoods?
That sounds like him.
This is Professor Green.
If you look up Professor Green in Denver, Colorado, this is the one that comes up.
Tonight is Yom Kippur, and I've worked hard today to make preparations in the Torah way.
Different to...
Family is something that you've never been to me. In fact, making it harder for me to see my father.
I think he's got some explaining to do because he kept that quiet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good news, everyone. Breaking news from Twitter. Example's just been to his first singing lesson. As he says himself, I've been blagging it for years. Why is he bothering now? How many number ones has he had?
But does that mean, because of all the number ones, that he can now afford singing lessons?
Well, possibly. But if I got to this stage, like, I'm doing all right, thanks. Don't really need them. I'm fine. Hello to everyone that's now tweeting Professor Green. It must be like, what is going on?
This is amazing.
Including Sophie Stewart, who says, at Professor Green, your early Jewish album is sick.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite a few people disappointed that the beach volleyball ladies were wearing leggings last night. It was a little bit cold, I think. But yes, not the attire that we're used to.
Mm.
I'm going for the lesser spotted sports now.
Like what?
Well, I was quite engrossed in the table tennis final for a bit yesterday on BBC Three.
Really?
BBC Three is the one at the moment. It's stuff that you might miss. It's not... okay, it's not swimming. It's not gymnastics. But there's some good stuff on there.
Now, I could see what you could get out of the swimming and gymnastics. I'm wondering... The
I just enjoyed it.
The table tennis one's a curveball, really, with you.
It's not all about that. This is about sport.
Yeah. So what are you going to watch? Is there anything you're looking forward to? Or?
Well, I'm still trying to get those handball tickets after realising that I quite liked it and it was quite good after having never heard of it. That's not happening. So I'm just going to watch it on TV. You know when they're doing the swimming?
Yeah.
I made the stupidest comment in my house last night. You know when you see the lanes when they're all, like, raring to go?
Mm.
And you see the country and their name in each lane?
Yeah.
I thought that was in the pool.
Right. Oh, God. Really?
I said that out loud. I was like, that's incredible. So they've got their name and their country in the actual pool.
Yeah.
Like on the floor of the swimming pool. They were like, no, it's kind of superimposed. It looks cool, though, doesn't it?
Yes.
And if it was on the actual pool, that would have been impressive.
I love how you're new to sport.
I know. I am absolutely embracing it. I am loving London 2012 right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, I'm Scott Mills. Are you ready for some Dear Scott? Yes, you are. The posh Radio 4 lady. What are you saying?
Hey, Scott, Becky, Chris, and the one that doesn't speak.
Hiya.
I went to the gym the other day and found there were a load of old people doing a water aerobics class in the swimming pool. I began swimming regardless, but then heard something I thought was very funny. The music playing for the old people was a collection of club music, and I thought I recognised one of them. Next thing I know, I hear, "Damn, you's a sexy chick." And I see 20 old people dancing in the water to David Guetta's "Sexy Chick."
That's not ideal, is it? Come on, Grandma!
I couldn't stop laughing and had to go underwater so they wouldn't hear me.
What, you say you're laughing underwater? I don't think I've ever done that.
No.
But this got me wondering, what is the most inappropriate song you could exercise to, if you're old or not? Love you, Bethany in Bolton, XXX, laughing smiley. P.S. There's a guy at the gym who looks like you, although he has some very dodgy shorts.
It's probably me.
It probably is you, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll leave that up to you, listeners. We can make an album if you come up with some suggestions. Now, that's what I call inappropriate songs for older people to do water aerobics to. This is definitely one.
How about LMFAO, Sexy and I Know It? That'd be good.
Also equally gross. And next.
Dear Scott, I have thought of a brilliant idea for the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Since everyone is well into this 50 Shades of Grey, why don't you get the PR4L to read a monologue slash extract of some of the filth? It would be well funny. Love you, Kaz, off of Belfast.
I think she would be up for it, because when we say posh...
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
She reads it.
Uh-huh. And next.
Scott, so I'm back in the UK for the Olympics, and I'm listening to your show as I do some schoolwork before the concert tonight. It's my first chance to listen to Starkey live and just wanted to say hi. He'll know me as Bermuda, AU president from a couple of years back. If you guys could play a Jester's classic, maybe even Baywatch, as all the men in Britain gear up for the ladies' beach volleyball, that would be appreciated. Alan.
Who's this Alan?
Right, so he's my old uni in Southampton. He was the AU president and Jester's legend.
Why was he a legend?
He just... great stories with him.
Oh, yeah?
Another time, I'll save for Tap End.
Okay, can we make sure that Alan is featured in a future Tap End?
Definitely. He's brilliant. He's, yeah, Bermuda.
Along with your socialite stories of you hanging out in art galleries and posh bars that no one else can get into with Lily Allen and Agnes Dean.
Yeah.
Awesome. And next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, the PR4L and TOTDS. Loving the show and have done for ages now. Do you think the PR4L would fall for the Toby Lerone joke? I personally don't think she would. Love you, Chandelier.
Oh, rubbish.
Brilliant.
There's your answer. And next.
To Scott, Chris and Becky, how many Scott Mills points would I need to buy Chris for a day to come round and clean my house? Jaws from Stoke-on-Trent. Love you, bye. X.
Okay. Clean my house for the day. Whatever, Jaws. Mm-hmm. I quite like the idea of you having to go and do people's errands, though, in return for Scott Mills points.
What do I get out of it?
Nothing. You're just kind of like their home help for the day, helping the listeners. All part of the public service from the BBC, see?
How many points will people have to spend for me to do that?
20.
20 points?
Yeah.
So anyone with 20 points, I go around their house and clean it?
I'm saying yes. I think that's very reasonable. And next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the PR4L, I wrote you the following poem. I need you, be mine, more than in world. Without love song, will you come near me and be with me? And will you enter my heart? Or perhaps I could pour champagne over my kumquats. Kind sentimental regards. I am, sirs, your most humble and obedient servant. From Chris, off of Lagos, Nigeria. P.S. Please send me your bank account details and sort code. You could win a lot of monies.
Best email ever.
That's brilliant. It doesn't get any better than that. Email me if you want. We'll put it on scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Incredible news. In the last few minutes, Team GB have just won 2 golds and a silver at the Olympics. This is brilliant. But they are doing a bit too well. Because...
Too well?
Yes. Well, we said that we'd hand out the nudie pens to them.
Oh, God, yes.
If they got a medal. Let's just keep it to gold. Otherwise, we're going to run out. We haven't got that many. And they're doing too well now.
Also, it will encourage them just more, that little bit more, won't it?
Yeah.
Nudie pen for a gold.
Yeah. Well done, Team GB. Actually, Team GB dressage riders have just been on Twitter. Hi, guys. In the lead in the team competition in day one. That's that you're doing too well.
I forget that people... Are we on in the village, do you think?
I think possibly, yeah. In some parts of the village.
Ridiculous.
Why? You can
no,
get
I just,
everywhere.
I just think it's really cool.
It's on all over the UK.
Yeah, well...
And you can get it on the internet, like,
yeah,
everywhere.
Of course, but...
I know. You don't think of them listening. That's what the swimmers are doing. You know when the swimmers come out with their headphones on?
Yeah.
They're just listening to Innuendo Bingo.
Oh, right, yeah.
Or trying to win some Scott Mills points. Hello, swimmers, if you're there, with your headphones in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Chris, there's pictures now online of on various websites of that party you accidentally went to last
yes.
night.
I'm just going through them to see if I got papped.
I doubt that very much. Who did get papped?
So, Misha Barton.
Awesome. Lady Victoria Hervey. She's my favourite it.
Lady Victoria Hervey. Made in Chelsea star Amber...
Dunno.
Atherton.
Sure.
And who's that? Zara Martin. And Stooshy were there.
If you missed this earlier, Chris used to be happy with a lager top, Trinity and Harrow, with Chango and Chinese Dave. Not anymore. Now he's drinking Bellinis in London with Misha Barton of a night.
Yep.
Chris has got new friends. After he went for a drink, bumped into Aidan Grimshaw last night and ended up at a party with him in an art gallery.
It escalated.
It really did. This is your new crew, though.
In a very different way to normal.
Yeah. And I can't wait till you take Sadossa to one of these events.
I'd love to.
Because that's going to be great. Dossa, Barton, Dossa, safe. I like you on your crew. Hey, Anna, who just got a first in her degree. This is a brilliant day today. Loads of Team GB medals, and Anna's got a first in her degree at Durham University. It doesn't get you a nudie pen, but you got a degree, so it doesn't matter. Should we do what's occurring? Okay, it's a chance to win some Scott Mills points, and once again, it's Olympics-based.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's do it. Let's play Real Country or Not. Some people... geography nerds swept the board on this yesterday. So if you know your countries, which one of these is in the Olympics or not? Did you watch that really long opening ceremony last weekend? Can you remember all the countries that walked up and down taking photos? If you can, then this is the quiz for you, because you get 10 for every one you say right.
Oh, what's occurring?
All right, Chris.
Yeah.
So you ready?
Ready.
You didn't do so well on this yesterday.
Well, no, nor did you with the scorekeeping. So today I'm going to keep my own score.
Ooh, okay, here we go. First country.
Plectania.
No, that's not a country, surely.
Plectania.
These are read out by Gary Pounder, the Stephen Fry of Radio 1.
Trying to think what it would sound like. It sounds like a planet.
So you're saying?
I'm saying no, it's not a country.
A fungi in the Sarcosomatacea family.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah.
You're correct.
So
it's not a country. And let's move on.
Kiribati.
Kiribati.
Was she not at the party last night? Did you not link her?
No.
Kiribati.
I'm going to go yes, that is a country.
TV presenter, Kiribati. They're always TV presenter, but yeah. You never see them on anything.
I don't think I've seen... Yeah, I didn't see the Zara Martin on
yes
TV.
Or no, country or not?
Yes.
An island nation composed of 32 atolls and one raised coral island. The traditional dance of Kiribati is performed with outstretched arms and sudden bird-like movements of the head.
Wow.
That is a country.
Wicked.
I'm just doing
cool
that bird-like movement with my head now.
Mm. Kiribati.
From Sky Living. And and next.
Tristania.
I'm going to go yes, it is a country.
You're saying that's a country?
Yep.
Let us know what you think on 81199. There's points in it for you.
A doom metal band from Norway. Formed in 1996 by Morten Veland.
Oh, so they're an actual metal band?
Yeah.
They sound quite good.
Tristania.
And next,
Sao Tome and Principe.
Is that a country or not? Did you see them on the opening ceremony?
Sao Tome and Principe.
These are all ones in the Olympics.
I don't remember it, if it was I'm going to say no.
A Portuguese-speaking island nation off the western equatorial coast of Central Africa. Their main exports are cocoa beans, whole, broken, raw, or roasted, and wristwatches.
Do you hear how excited he got there?
And next?
Nauru.
Is that one?
Nauru.
I'm going to say, no, it's not.
Part of Micronesia in the South Pacific. According to UN figures, in 2010, 97% of men and 93% of women in Nauru were either overweight or obese.
Awesome. So, you're not doing so well now. Let's try and see if you can pick it up for the next one.
Spain.
Right, okay.
Your answer is...
Yes.
Spain.
Hmm?
Yes.
A sovereign state located in southwestern Europe on the Iberian Peninsula. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain.
Of course. And next?
Cambodia.
Oh.
Is that one?
I'm going to say yes, I think it is.
A cow's milk cheese.
No.
A combination of a French soft ripened triple cream and Italian gorgonzola.
I like this game. And that was today's What's Occurring. You scored...
Three.
Three, let us know how you did. 10 for everyone you got right. If you guess country or not for the Olympics, 81199. Let me know how you did.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.